Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm looking at the code word. Now, don't look, Crowder. I want you to guess, based on this song, the code word. Because if you do, well, first, if you do, then I know you've looked at it. But go ahead.
I haven't looked. Dad.
I want you to, right, think it out. Think it out loud as if we're, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'm thinking Big Papa, too. I don't know. This is a different version.
It's the Isley Brothers.
Isley Brothers. Sorry.
Love. Relationship.
Your clothes.
Between the sheets, action, sex, sheets.
Now you're getting there.
Close your hot. I'm
rubbing,
sheets.
Punching, punch. Cold to warm. Bro, we have a time limit on this game.
A little colder.
Punching. Blanket.
Oh, man.
I thought it was Big Papa. And I thought you were doing Papa Holds the Baby with the Blanket. Like,
no.
I didn't realize this was Between the Sheets or whatever it is. Okay.
It makes a little more sense. Blanket.
Well, Michael Jackson's kid was named Blanket, but I don't know if we're allowed to play Michael Jackson.
We're not. You told me not to.
I don't know. Every radio station seems to be back to Michael Jackson. You can't go 5 minutes without hearing one of his songs.
This is Hockman and Crowder. We have standards.
All right.
See what I'm saying? Just give in. Amazing music, though.
But can you feel it? Like, for football season, we're going to kind of need it.
That's because it's a Jackson.
Can we cut his voice out?
But it's that's the part that really...
I just want to hear Tito.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. 560 WQAMs. Take Dono's dollars. Text the word blanket. Text blanket right now to 72881. You actually worked that out in a fairly astute fashion.
I'm good at games.
That was
man.
Impressive.
I'm good at games.
Honestly, you almost got there. You would have gotten there.
Charades and Pictionary.
That's your wheelhouse?
Know, headbands
yeah.
Where you put the band up and people. Bro, I am the man at
that's
those
your wheelhouse.
Games. Me and my wife kill those game
well,
nights. Me and my wife are awesome at game nights.
Because also, you like to think about the deep meanings of movies and lyrics and whatever. You think that way.
Jump down. Yeah. Gotta get deep. Inception. I watched Inception this morning.
That's not a morning movie. Like,
it
a
is.
Morning movie is vacation, you know, just mindless. Like,
I don't think you can watch any movies in the morning.
Ooh.
Like, just maybe
I had a free
I really
morning.
Can't, I really can't either. I have a very difficult time, like.
But just lay this morning out. Drop the kids off at 8, head straight to the lake, go fish for an hour. Now it's 9:15, 9:30 when you get home. Sit and watch Inception till 11:30 and come to work. What kind of. That's an awesome morning.
Yeah, it's not bad. I just can't do
what?
It.
Yeah, fishing.
You see your
morning?
Babies, you get to fish, and you get to watch one of my top five movies of all time. That's a morning, babe. I'm feel good today.
I've spent the last 15 mornings going back and forth between Best Buy, BrandSmart, having the cable people over. I'm obsessed with television.
You stress yourself out.
And I'm going to make my television viewing experience the best on the planet. Even if it takes up all my free time.
You got the biggest TV on the planet. Let's work on the connection.
That's the problem. When you have the 85-inch TV, all the little flaws are magnified.
Oh, I bet.
You get a 50-inch TV. Like, I'm watching the game last night. I'm telling you, you don't get the clarity on Comcast that I used to on DirecTV. And so it gets muddy. And then I get
fixated on that. But then you don't have, if it rains, DirecTV rains, it messes
up. That's right.
Comcast, we got a hard wire.
You're right. Anyway, text the word blanket to 72881 right now. 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be around 3 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. And it's all brought to you by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys.
How many people know what hunching means?
Well, I
not
immediately
me.
Think of really? A story that you told me off the air once.
With Charmaine. The little Sandy Draws girl?
No.
Oh, okay. Another one.
Yeah, it involves. I can't say enough of it, but it's a visualization. You actually saw it. I'm gonna have to tell you off the air.
Next segment, I'll try to clean it up.
Because I just don't want to give away the name.
But a lot of people have been hunching. They didn't know they were hunching.
That's true.
Like, I just the phrase hunching, when I said it, I was like, do people know what that is?
No, I don't think a lot of people know hunching.
Oh, I don't.
It's dry humping. Like, when really? you're a kid, your first girlfriend, y'all just rub on each other with jeans on, and you get a rug burn, and I don't know what happens to a woman during hunching. But, yeah, like, everybody's done it, but I don't know they know the term hunching.
Now, Marlins are at a 6-game win streak. They're hunching all over the NL East. I don't even know what that means. We got ourselves a long holiday weekend here. There's some actual intrigue in the Eastern Conference Finals, right? Yes. There's intrigue.
Hell yeah.
Things are okay right now, sports-wise. Like, there's a little bit going on. I don't see either of those teams being able to compete with Golden State, though.
They can't.
Ira Winderman will join us in like 15 minutes. We can ask him. But I don't see either of those teams. And you see LeBron is now recruiting. Like, he's in active recruiting mode.
No, what's he doing?
According to, I think it was Windhorst, he has reached out to Kawhi Leonard, and he has reached out to Jimmy Butler. And then I saw on Instagram today, Twitter, ESPN, someone tweeted out Kyrie in a Lakers jersey, and the first like was by LeBron, the official LeBron account.
Wants him back.
He's out there. I don't, and we can ask Ira, but I don't think this is what LeBron had in mind when he came to L.A. recruiting. I think he thought L.A., LeBron, and Magic. What more do you need? Yeah. I won't need to be doing all this recruiting, and all of a sudden, here he is. Eastern Conference Finals isn't even over yet.
All three of those sales you just said, all of them are tarnished.
Yeah.
The Lakers aren't when people look at the Lakers. Magic is gone. Everybody knows that. And I'll tell you what, LeBron in Miami was all capital letters. LeBron now are lowercase.
Yeah.
Like, he's not the draw. We were talking to a number of people. He's not the draw that he was when he was a younger player. He's 35?
He's going to be turning 36 soon.
Father time is undefeated, and Kawhi's not dumb, and Kyrie's not dumb. Kyrie might go back because they had the conversation.
If you had your choice, you got to take our love for the Miami Heat out of it because I don't think it's realistic. Your choice as a basketball fan, where would you want to see Kawhi play next season, KD play next season, Kyrie, Jimmy Butler, Anthony Davis? Like, where do you want to see those guys end up?
I want two stars in New York.
So do I. Two stars in New York. Now, again, I'm couching all this, as is Crowder, as is Valero. We're Heat fans. I'd like them all to play for the Miami Heat. Okay, we got that out of the way.
Yes.
I want all five of those guys on the Miami Heat.
Hypothetically, they don't get any of them.
Right. Let's say they don't. Let's say we take the Miami Heat out as a landing spot for all five of those guys. But I will tell you, if they landed Kawhi, KD, Jimmy Butler, Kyrie, and Anthony Davis, they're immediately the top of the East.
I agree.
You sure?
Yeah, mark that down.
I agree.
I own that statement. 2:10 on Friday, May 24th.
Put the show's name. Just put Mark Hockman.
Okay.
Yeah, let him have that.
Max Kellerman said yesterday? He got killed on social media. He was talking about James Harden. I believe he said James Harden didn't deserve to be all NBA. It was just like a ridiculous. He had this ridiculous take because you've got to take into account what they did in the playoffs, and he doesn't go anywhere in the playoffs. But then he had LeBron on his first team All NBA. That one he conveniently ignored. It was weird. He got eviscerated.
But he balled in the playoffs.
So yeah, and I mean, you know, whether they go far in the playoffs or not, I mean, that's a knock on Houston. I really do believe that. But, I mean, James Harden, like.
Yeah, that was I don't want to say clickbait, but channel bait or something. Yeah, that must have been one of those hot takes.
Two stars in New York, though. We all want to see that. First of all,
it'd be awesome. And the East. I want the East to get stronger.
First of all, Zion going to New Orleans and who got number two? Memphis?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, so, that doesn't help anybody. So now you need that doesn't do much for anybody. Now you need the stars to end up in places that you're interested.
Zion, Kyrie, KD with the Knicks.
Well, Zion's not going to go.
No, I'm saying because they were talking about, you know, trying to trade him and all that stuff. I don't know what they can do. But you have to. I want the Eastern Conference big-time teams to get back right.
I'd like to see KD in the Eastern Conference. Right? He's never played in the Eastern Conference, has he?
No. I'd like to see one of those guys join Giannis or Kawhi in their respective teams.
Who's going to go to Milwaukee, though? That's the problem Giannis is going to face for his entire career, I think.
We talked about it yesterday with one of the guests, and they were like, it's like for Giannis to be LeBron, that's what he's lining. Like, Giannis' ability, he can be the next LeBron. He's not going to do it in Milwaukee.
You can't.
But he's going to get so much money in Milwaukee.
Oh, I think he's going to be there. I think his forever problem is going to be just attracting people to Milwaukee.
So it'll be just like LeBron when he was in Cleveland.
Well, yeah,
before,
I guess so.
Before the Heat.
No, I guess so. He had a problem getting people to Cleveland.
Like
and it was LeBron. Like, he got James Jones to go there. He got Dwayne Wade to go there.
Bro, if you haven't figured this out yet, I don't think it's a talking point. Like, it is a hurdle to play with LeBron James over other stars.
Yep.
Like, LeBron, what he does.
But I don't think it was considered that way early in his career. I think Cleveland was that much of a pit that
because remember, KD came out and was like, there is a media thing
right,
around LeBron.
Right, but that's now. That's now.
And KD was like, I don't want to be a part of that.
I wouldn't. If I was Kawhi or if I was, you know, Kyrie, I mean, I understand that you want to win. I don't even know if LeBron gives you the best chance to win. Does he?
No.
Any team in the East will be way better than joining LeBron.
It just puts an unbelievable focus on you, and there's going to be constant drama, and who wants that?
Kind of like Denver and Toronto and all those teams that aren't LeBron, aren't the big markets where they just kind of sneak in and we start talking about them in the playoffs. Like, we knew Giannis. Like, I think people just knew who Middleton is in the playoffs, the little guy with a bunch of different people's teeth in his mouth. Like, those people, we don't see them. Doncic and Murray, we didn't see them to the playoffs because they were in a small market.
Right.
I don't care where LeBron, even Cleveland's a terribly small market, but LeBron makes everything bigger. And so the pressure's on you, and LeBron's getting older, and LeBron had his, you know, first big-time injury. What did he miss, 18, 20 games? Like, the writing's on the wall on LeBron. How is LeBron closer to Bulls Michael Jordan or Wizards Michael Jordan?
Wizards. I mean, there's no question.
And the current players know that. They've watched LeBron and played against him. They've seen that his, you know, he can still dunk, but it's not what he used to do.
Right. Yeah, I don't think, you know, I think any of these guys, Kawhi, I don't see going to L.A. KD, I certainly don't. Kyrie, maybe. He's a wild card. Jimmy Butler, maybe. And the thing with Jimmy Butler is if Los Angeles ends up having a bunch of money to spend and they can't attract anyone there, then Jimmy Butler, he's going to get paid.
He said he wouldn't mind going to L.A. if he got the max contract.
Right.
So. Jimmy might chase the money. Kyrie has already been in this abusive relationship.
A lot of times they go back to abusive relationships.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, Kyrie understands what LeBron does, how LeBron looks at you, Dom, and what LeBron, you know, minimizes you and kind of, you know, emasculates you in front of everybody. A lot of guys aren't going to do it. There's no way in hell KD goes to play with LeBron.
Yeah, no chance.
He's not going to do it. And, oh, well, he went to play with Steph and Clay and Draymond. They're not LeBron.
No chance.
LeBron talks to people like children. KD's not. I don't think AD's not dealing with that. Kyrie's perfect. Kyrie's, like you said, he's been a part of before. And anybody that hasn't been around LeBron that much might get it. But if a guy knows LeBron and understands what LeBron is, he's not going to play with that guy.
We shall talk NBA with Ira Winderman, Miami Heat NBA. I want to ask him his Hank Goldberg stories as well. If you didn't hear yesterday's show, I became the Hank man. The Incredible Hank. I'm working on this new character. Do you have that Incredible Hulk theme I sent you? I've come up with this new character where much, you know, because Hank Goldberg was angry. He was always angry. So that's my alter ego radio persona. I can't control when I become the Incredible Hank.
I like this.
I can't. It just comes out. I could try to talk it out, try to talk it down.
Just getting you.
You jag off, and all of a sudden I'm the Incredible Hank. And I didn't want to be.
I think Fitzpatrick's a start.
Fitzpatrick over Rosen, you jag off.
What?
And I look, you know, I turn around and I look back at you. I've got a tie on. It's a little bit undone. Glasses. I'm frumpy.
You're frumpy.
And I just become the Incredible Hank.
I like it. like it.
All right, Ira Winderman's going to join us next. Join Zach Krantz and 560 WQAM tomorrow, 2 till 4, Gunther Kia for their summer sticker sales event. It's going on through May 31st. That's Zach Krantz tomorrow, 2 to 4, Gunther Kia. Why are you smiling?
Nah, I'm silly.
That I know.
I don't know what way my headphones are supposed to be. They're angled. It's weird, man. Just I want flat headphones.
I constantly am looking where the R and the L is on my headphones. I'm constantly.
You can feel it, though.
I don't want it to matter, though. Give me flat headphones. I don't want these angled-ass headphones. You bought these for me, too, Lero.
Yes, I did. You're welcome.
Look at you.
So Ira Winderman is going to join us here. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. Ira Winderman is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. We had Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel on yesterday, and we have a theme song for him. And Ira had texted us during the segment, "How come I don't have a theme song?"
Oh, play for a little people. Jealous.
Yeah. I mean, he wants. He's been coming on the station a long time, and you know, like he goes on Mike Francesa's show. Like Ira's a big deal when it comes to radio, and he doesn't have an intro. For people that haven't heard the Omar Kelly intro, here's a little bit of it. Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly. From the Sun Sentinel. All right, you get the idea. It's Baby Shark, but it's said to Omar Kelly. And so yesterday on the air, I said, Ira just texted us. You know, he wants an intro. And Falero says he has one. So go ahead, fire it off. Sounds Jewish.
Huh?
Ira Winderman. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. Ira Winderman. Ira Winderman. He covers the NBA. Ira, join in, Ira.
Okay, so over, under, or less than 2 minutes to put it together, but Hoss, you failed to realize one thing, and you can explain it to our friend Channing. This means I could never go on after sundown on Fridays anymore.
What happened?
It's a great point.
You can't play that music
Lucky
after sundown?
Lucky it's the summer. No, but a good Jew has to shut it down sundown on Friday. Did you like that, Ira?
I am overwhelmed by the effort that you guys put together to put that together.
Oh, you mean you're verklempt?
So to get even with you, I will phrase it this way. It's wonderful to be joining you guys at this time of day.
Well done. There you go. Now Ira has an intro. I enjoyed that very much. All right.
You know, does it surprise you how much sports radio I listen to? That most guys in our business, Hawk, and I don't think he was talking out of school, will tell you, oh, I never listen to sports radio. I always listen to music. I get 4 hours of that a day. And yet, for some reason, I'm driving around listening to Mark Hochman. Channing, what kind of life do I have?
Like mine?
Crowder listens to Amy Lawrence at 3 a.m. I'm not even kidding you.
Pharrell and then Amy?
He does not turn this station off.
And I've got to tell you, because when I get in and I fill in with Joe or with Zach or whatever, so you're in the studio at 5 o'clock hour, something like that, that voice is like like nails on a chalkboard. I mean, the first thing Joe does when I put my headphones is, turn that down, turn that off. So between going to bed with Pharrell when I'm driving back from Heat games, you know, and him growling the whole way home, and waking up to that the next day when I'm working the morning shift, it just, I guess the old phrase, you need a voice for radio, doesn't matter anymore.
Yesterday, I know you heard me channel Hank Goldberg.
Yes.
I became Hank Man, or as I'm now saying, the Incredible Hank. I get angry like the Incredible Hulk, but in radio parlance, you become the Incredible Hank. Do you have any Hank Goldberg stories? Like, Crowder never heard it. You never heard him, you don't think?
Okay, nope. Well, First of all, I almost drove into a canal when you did that segment because it was that funny. And again, I love Hank. He gave me my break. I used to do hours on end with him, so I appreciate it. And Hawk, you can verify this. Back in that era of sports talk, everyone was confrontational.
Yeah.
It wasn't just Jim Rome. It was Pete Franklin who started it all in Cleveland. And basically, I'm going to give you a reference here which some of our listeners can relate to. Basically, back then, everyone was Dan Cilio.
Right. Mm. It was. I know more than anybody. Yeah. And if you call in, I'm going to remind you that I know more than you.
I was always amazed that people would still call in. In other words, even like with Mike Francesa now in New York, you will get emasculated, eviscerated, and yet people call in anyway. But when I called you yesterday after the segment was done, my favorite part of Hank was this. When there weren't phone calls, back then we had a sports director at the station that basically said, 99% phone calls. Don't even say hello. Just go right to the caller. Take a gazillion phone calls. That's going to be how WQAM is going to work. That was just the way the station was built. You didn't have interviews. You didn't have guests. So when people didn't call, Hank would get so mad, and he'd start going to people, what's wrong with you morons out there? Why aren't you idiots calling? And, like, I'm just thinking, like, how exactly does that close the sale? It's sort of like being at a car dealership. Listen, you idiot, just buy the car.
Yeah.
And it worked. It worked. And the more he would eviscerate people like that, the more the lights would light up on that tree that is the board for calls.
And
it was crazy.
For those of us that wouldn't call, that was the entertainment. Either A, him getting angry because there weren't enough callers,
right,
or when the callers were there, him being so unappreciative of the callers and so condescending that it was like, what is going on here? But that was yes, he was a king of radio down here.
When we were really everywhere at that time, Hawk, it was always you morons and us morons called. It started a little quieter way back. Marv Albert and Art Rush Jr. had shows in New York, and it was very conversational. And then confrontational, sort of probably for two decades, became the way in sports talk radio until people realized, why are you yelling at me? And then it changed a little.
This is what people are texting in. LMFAO, I can't stop laughing after the Ira song. Y'all got problems, LOL, I love it. Ira's song is bleeping on Omar's song. It's lit. Stop. I'm laughing so hard I can't drive. Okay, I'm done. And how about this one? When Hawk turns into the Incredible Hank, he's Jew Ferrigno.
Can I give one other thing, Hawk?
Yeah.
If I do happen to say a wrong word, instead of hitting the dump button or anything or bleeping me out, can you just sound the shofar?
What happened?
That would be great. That would be great to tape an interview with you where you curse up and down, but every time you curse, it's overlaid with the shofar blowing.
And of course, to take it even further, since Channing has no idea what we're talking about right now, especially when you go to Kia, and he's like, look at you like, what?
It's just between us.
Oh, okay. Shofar.
We'll get back in soon, Channing. Don't worry.
Because the other day, I made a reference to Jackie Gleason, and I think only Ira got it. And
my son didn't know. And I asked my son, and he goes, woman, he didn't know either. So that's crazy. Yeah.
So crazy to me.
Jackie.
No idea that Jackie Gleason was a man. Unbelievable. All right. Anyway, I want to talk some NBA. Ira Winderman.
That'd be nice, too.
Covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. First, Juwan Howard. He leaves the Heat's coaching staff. What does that mean for the Heat?
It means they need to get another big man in to coach their big men. And the irony is they have three of the best possibilities, and basically no one wants the job. Alonzo Mourning likes being an executive with his philanthropic stuff. He doesn't want to spend the time on the road with the team. Chris Bosh is enjoying retirement too much to commit to a travel schedule. Udonis Haslem realizes he can make five times as much as a player than as a coach, so he doesn't want to be a coach when he still might be a player. So they have all these great options to work with their big men, but right now the tallest Heat assistant coach is Chris Quinn at 6'2", so they have to move in that direction. They have to get someone to work on post-offense, post-defense. They have so many big men with Whiteside, with Adebayo, with Olynyk, you know, with possibly draft choices coming in there also. So I think that's the priority. To be honest with you, Mark Stein from the New York Times just raised a name I didn't mention, and that's Malik Allen, a former Heat player, was an assistant with the Pistons, is an assistant with the Timberwolves, but they're changing their staff, so I think he's a possibility. I think former Heat forward Ed Pinckney is a possibility. I think they're going to start looking at sort of former Heat guys who know the system and maybe have spent some time with Eric Spoelstra. James Posey's another name to come in here and work.
And Ira, is it I don't know about the assistant coaches in basketball like I do, you know, OC and DC in football, but, like, is this a gigantic loss for the Heat, losing Howard?
I you know, I think assistant coaches are relative in the NBA because most players are sort of formed the way they are anyway. But yeah, I think because the Heat don't have another big man on their staff. In other words, if they had lost Chris Quinn, for example, he went back to college, they'd have Anthony Carter on their staff. They'd have someone else who was an NBA guard. But because of this void right now and they don't have someone, I think it's a pretty serious loss. And also, because as you know, Channing, there's always that conduit coach. You don't feel comfortable enough talking to the coach, but there's a guy in the staff you might go, hey, could you ask coach if we could try this, this, and this? Or, hey, some guys would rather practice later tomorrow because one of our guys has an event. Could we possibly start at noon instead of 11? I think they've lost that with Juwan. He was sort of a conduit from players to Eric Spoelstra. So I think they have to bring someone back on the staff where players feel comfortable enough that, hey, you used to be one of us as a former coach, or as a former player, rather. Can you work with coach? So, yeah, I do think on a couple of levels there, it's something the Heat are going to have to work through.
I asked this of Crowder. Let's take our Heat fandom out of it because I don't think the Heat is a legit landing spot. But where would be, as a NBA fan and obviously a writer like yourself, realistically, where would you want to see Kawhi next season? KD, Kyrie, Jimmy Butler, or AD?
You know, I know people down here don't want to hear this. But if the Knicks are fascinating, basketball is fascinating. And just the chemistry of the two guys being mentioned to New York right now with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving with their strong personalities and strong opinions and the tabloids taking over there, I think that would be so incendiary, it would be fun. I think that would be really good for the league. I'd like to see that. I think what you guys mentioned in your opening segment today, I think LeBron's going to have a lot of trouble landing anyone because – man, that's a big personality. On one hand, it would make sense for Kawhi because no one would be talking about Kawhi. He could just, you know, sort of stay under the radar, sort of like he has in San Antonio and Toronto, and LeBron is still the face of the franchise, but I think that's more of a Jimmy Butler kind of just give me your money, you have nowhere else to spend it kind of place. The other thing is, if KD wants to sort of show people that he joined the Warriors to win with them, but now he's going to beat them, I think Kawhi and Durant with the Clippers, who could have room for two max free agents if they move Danilo Gallinari, would be fascinating also. And the third landing spot is the Mavericks right now have Kristaps Porzingis, if he stays out of trouble, Luka Doncic, and they have money for another max free agent also. I think Dallas could be fascinating. A lot of these places are sort of the anti-Heat place. No one wants to see the Knicks thrive down here. No one wants to see Mark Cuban thrive. But I think those teams are very well positioned to make major moves.
Ira, y'all are assuming that Riley can't throw the rings on the table. He got an interview with KD before he went to Golden State. Why are we just assuming Riley can't work his magic?
Because he also had the money to throw on the table. And in the KD summer, they had an entire plan worked out where Hassan would have taken less than his maximum contract and given money back for KD to come here. They don't have that money. They don't have any money. They could have $9 million in the full mid-level exception if they agree to play hard cap next season, which seems highly unlikely. You could talk about legacy. You could talk about where players want to be. You could talk about combinations. This is all about the money. And the money's incredible right now. I mean, you're talking contracts that could be worth close to $250 million. You're talking Kemba Walker has an unbelievable decision to make in Charlotte. If he leaves Charlotte, he might take $80 million less somewhere else. So when you bring no money to the table, you can have all the Pat Rileys and all the championship lineage you want. Channing, the players want their money.
Speaking of money and Kemba, what do you think would happen with Klay Thompson yesterday being left off the all-NBA teams?
Again, it's not such a snub to say you're not one of the six best guards in the NBA, especially when you have guys like Lillard and Steph Curry and Russell Westbrook and James Harden. So that's four automatic spots right there that you're not touching, let alone with Kyrie. So I don't think it's the ultimate snub. I think the whole system stinks. I don't think the media should vote for it and be involved in how much money people make. And I think Klay has a really good point. He has, you know, the chance for five championship rings or five straight trips to the NBA Finals. That should matter also. Here's the question, Hawk. If it's going to cost him about $30 million with the Warriors now, less than he would have gotten anyway. Let me ask you this, though, because Channing just mentioned rings. If Klay Thompson could stay with the Warriors for $170 million or go somewhere else for $200 million, don't you think he would stay for the $170 million anyway?
It seems logical to me.
And give up $30 million?
But what I think happens with athletes like him that have never been the alpha dog, have always been looked on as, well, because they're guarding Steph, Clay's always open. I think at some point they just want, he's got enough rings, so he will certainly after this NBA Finals. Like, I think he wants to change the narrative a little bit.
The man.
And I don't think it'll work, but I think that I always say, yeah, why wouldn't you stay there? You're winning. What's the difference between $170 million and $200 million? But yeah, I think he goes.
You know, but I think we just changed the narrative with what we just said. We just mentioned Kemba Walker, okay? And he was the man in Charlotte, and he earned the right to get that huge contract, and he's never won a playoff series in his NBA career. So you can see that sometimes being the man on a bad team hardly is the ultimate lifestyle anyway. So if I'm a Klay Thompson, yeah, I'll give you a perfect example, guys, okay? If Kemba Walker were to leave Charlotte, they might be able to, through sign and trades, make room for Klay Thompson. So where would you rather be? Earning 30, or let's actually put the numbers out there, earning 150 to play with the Warriors, or 180 to play with the Hornets? That's the question.
$30 million a lot.
I know. But 100. You want to go through your career. You want to have a ring.
But you have $1 million, and somebody says you want $30,000 more. Yes, even though I have $1 million, I do want $30,000 more.
I get it.
Okay, Channing, let me ask you this. I'm going to two-part question here. Who was the biggest a-hole coach you ever played for? If you don't mind saying,
Nick Saban.
Okay, you have Nick Saban there, number one. What NFL city was the city you least enjoyed visiting and wondered how players could ever play there and spend at least 6 months a year there?
Buffalo.
Okay, so if Nick Saban was coaching in Buffalo and you could make $30 million or else make $150 million somewhere else anyway, would you still go to Buffalo?
That's a hell of a question.
That's what these guys are.
It's not as easy as we make it out to be. Because there's a lot of factors in that.
And, of course, no matter where you go, you could still get traded eventually because that no-trade clause is not going to kick in right away. So you have that factor. The thing is, we always talk about the money and the difference and how Giannis is going to make $250 million. But at some point, you also have to be in a situation where you feel comfortable enough. And I just think when the money gets that high, the real smart guys realize there's a point where you can have more money than you ever need anyway. So why go through life miserable? Why play with the kind of coach who you can't stand in the kind of place that you don't want to be, maybe even with the type of teammates that you want nothing to do with?
I think we're on the same page with the Klay Thompson and the all-star votes, you know, attached to the size of the contract. I think it's dumb as well. But when they did the CBA, on the other side, why would they attach all-star games to players' contracts?
Well, it's not all-star games. It's
all-NBA.
All-NBA, yeah.
Why would they attach that to a player's contract?
Because, one, they brought it up as, hey, what's a way that we can keep players in the city and give them more money? If they meet this criteria, we'll do it. The fact that they included media voting to me is a joke until you look at the players voting for the all-star teams, in which they have voted for guys who were their friends who had nothing to do with it. I am in favor in these times of sabermetric and everything. There has to be a formula out there somewhere. I know Major League Baseball uses one. That's a better way to define, including team success and championships and all that, than just sort of some random thing, whether you make this list or not, because I'll give you the perfect example. Rudy Gobert is eligible now, next season, for a max-level extension. Rudy Gobert? I mean, that's the thing. If this formula leads you to a place like that, then it tells you it's a problem. Number two on this whole max contract thing also is, and I'm writing about this in my Sunday column for the Sun Sentinel, just because you can get offered it doesn't mean you have to be offered it. And I just wonder if a team like Charlotte, even though they can offer Kemba $200 million or so, says it's just not worth it for us, let's negotiate. I think that was the Warriors' plan all along. I personally believe the Warriors are very happy privately that Klay didn't make All-NBA so they could pay him a more reasonable number where they also know they have to pay Steph and eventually Draymond Green and who knows, maybe even KD.
Ira Winderman covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. Read his work, sunsentinel.com. Have a great long holiday weekend, and we will speak with you next week.
I'd like to talk more, but I got to prepare for the Shabbat. Thank you, fellas.
I'm going to get that shofar going.
Get that shofar rolling. That was fun, man.
Can you give me a shofar CD?
Sure, yeah.
Appreciate you, baby.
Hey, you want one too, Valero?
Yeah, I don't know
get
what that is.
Get your greatest hits of the shofar.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. All right, we'll take a break here as we head into this long holiday weekend, and we'll come right back. Radio.com. Radio.
MGM.com.
What is this?
This is MGMT Electric Field.
Ah,
what's like this song here?
MGMT has a song I know. It's not this.
This is the only song I know from them.
No. Incorrect.
Sure?
Incorrect.
Well, how can you tell me?
Oh, this song is big.
They have a much more popular song. Guaranteed.
This is their number one song.
You know what? Somebody might have sampled this and made a song.
Good holiday weekend song. Crowder was just observing during the commercial break. It's 2:48, but our office is closed at 1 o'clock today.
Ghost town.
Well, closed at 1 o'clock. I mean, no one's going to be here now.
Oh, they're saving electricity. All the lights are off downstairs. You have a 48-hour weekend. You leave at 5 on a Friday. You get a 72-hour weekend. You leave at noon on Friday? That's the dumbest thing I've heard in my life.
You get an extra early jump.
An extra 24 hours off. Why are you going to take an extra six? Seems like you should leave on a normal weekend at noon on Friday so that you get an extra 6 hours of the normal weekend. That's dumb as hell. You can't convince me any other way.
I'm
That's
always
dumb.
For leaving early. I don't care. My dream show is 1 hour long and the last segment is taped. That's
you know
my dream radio show. Did you used to do a two-hour show?
Yeah.
You and Coop?
Me and Coop, 11 to 1.
How did that feel? I've never done a two-hour show. How did that feel?
You sit down and it says, hey, we're here, Coop and Crowder. Hey, guys, see you tomorrow.
It has to feel that way, right?
Oh, it's so fast.
2 hours. Because we're 49 minutes through this show, and we haven't done much of anything yet. Like, a two-hour show, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, you'd be halfway done.
Yeah, but there's a lot of times where we look at each other and it's like 4:15 and we go, man, where did 2 hours and 15 minutes go?
No guests. Because by the time you get through your opinions, there's no reason to talk to anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, no guests.
How do people feel? Speaking of guests, you know, we were talking about, we did this Hank Goldberg skit yesterday and it came about organically. It was nothing we planned. I don't even remember how it came about, but I channeled Hank Goldberg in the 5 o'clock hour, and you could hear it at WQAM.com. We tweeted it out yesterday. It's funny. My wife was listening to it last night, and I heard her laughing from the couch. Like, it's funny. So I channel. Oh, I know how we got on it, because they had the All in the Family reboot and the Jeffersons reboot, and I said, well, let me reboot something here,
yep.
And I will be, because it was Jamie Foxx playing George Jefferson, and it was Woody Harrelson playing Archie Bunker. So I said, I'll just play the role of Hank Goldberg. I will try to do a version of Hank Goldberg and make you feel like you're listening to WQAM in 1989 or whenever he did it. And
people loved it.
We had a full board of calls, and every call I would just tell him, you know, you're a jagoff. But there are people that texted in after that, and when we were just talking about it with Ira, who say, yeah, but you know what? You guys don't take any calls anymore.
Hmm.
I want to just know via the text line. I'm not taking calls. Via the text line.
I think we just answered our question.
Via the text line, would you like to take not the Hank Goldberg calls, but serious calls that, you know, callers just talk about whatever they want to talk about and we react off it?
I'll tell you, we do it a lot the Monday after football games.
That's true.
That would be the day that we do take a lot
That's
of calls.
That's true. And I always say that, you know, we're like the town square at that point. Everybody wants to commiserate, yeah. and that I get. But like on a day like today, not much going on. Marlins are on a 6-game win streak. Eastern Conference Finals. I guess there's a game probably tomorrow, I'm guessing, or Sunday.
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow. Like, would you want us to just open up the phones and take calls? Text it in, yes or no, 560-22.
I will tell you that I've, through my years, and now I'm sneaking up on 10 years, I can't act like I don't know radio. Some people use it, and it improves the show, and some people use it as a crutch. Where they don't have any, like, they just want to sit and argue with people, so that's their whole show. It's a crutch of not really having content on their show. I don't want to be that, but you also want to make the listeners happy if
right.
they do want to get their opinions
out. It's just, it's what, radio's moved away from it.
Yeah.
There, you know, it's, again, you know, we talk about channel flipping, live channel surfing. You and I like to do it, but mm-hmm. millennials don't, although you're a millennial. But regardless, like, sports radio has moved away from that. I'm curious if people miss it. Yes or no? Text it in, 560-22. Just curious what people think, and maybe we'll start doing more of that if more people want to hear that.
But quickly, I want to say, back to me being mad and people downstairs are gone and it's not a day off, like Monday's the day off, I don't care if the people listen. I dabble in different businesses. I have, you know, half a dozen little businesses I dabble in. And I follow my business partners on Instagram and Twitter. And if they go on a vacation with their family, it upsets me because we're in business together. And I know now our business isn't making money because your ass is in Disneyland. Like, is it flawed? Is that a flawed thought on my side?
Yes.
But, bro, like,
are you joking?
It's a Friday, and there could be money being made, but I look on your Instagram, and you're walking around Animal Kingdom. I'm not present. I'm the silent partner, but the face partner is at Disney damn land petting giraffes. There's no money being made if you're at petting a damn giraffe.
You
giraffe don't have no money.
A demented dude. Will Manso is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Radio.com.
Radio.com. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.